98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. Yesterday at this time, I told you I got stuck in my own driveway. So yesterday I got home and I shoveled out all that plow stuff that got in the bottom of my driveway, which caused me to get stuck in the first place. What is in that stuff? I swear to God, it's like silicone. I couldn't even keep it on my shovel. It was heavy and slippery. I don't know what's in that. What's in the plow stuff that's different from regular snow? Seems like there's something else in there. I don't know what it is. Teflon, maybe? I don't know, but it makes your car tires spin. I know that. And then, after yesterday's incident, you get paranoid. And now, while I'm on any of that slick, weird stuff on the side roads, you know, that just that weird stuff that's left after the plow came through, I don't know what it is. Like I said, it's made out of silicone. Now I'm just afraid to even stop in it because I'm going to get stuck and no one's going to help me. The most frustrating thing about that yesterday was that people would just drive by and go, nope, not helping that guy. What is it about my face? They're like, no, no, you're a jerk. I can tell. I can just look at you. I can tell. I'm not helping. Okay. All right. Thanks for that. I would get out and help push. Yes, I did. I have. I helped push a couple people out over the weekend that were stuck. I did. Yeah. Okay. So I do stop and do that. One guy couldn't help, and then as I went, I said, you know what? I'm going to run get a shovel real quick. And as I ran to get a shovel, three big giant dudes stepped out of their car and just manhandled that car right out of the slide he was in. He's just like, yeah, we're going to push it. I'm like, okay, weak man over here. Don't need me. I'll just keep my shovel. You guys, just go on. Go on with your bad selves. It's the JoJo Show on 98.7 FG. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids greatest hits. Let's do the audio vault. Oh, wait, he's still snapping his fingers. I didn't think he was going to come back and snap more fingers. He's just taunting me now because I don't know how to snap fingers. So that's what he's doing.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
You ever talk for your pets just to see what they would say? You know, you just your dog's over there and he's thinking, well, you know, I think I'll lick my... Never mind, I can't do that now. Anyway, this guy does that with his cats. And the cats come around for morning breakfast and here they are talking to each other.
Hey, guys.
Hey, watch me lick my butt. Later, nerd.
Did you see that, Dad?
Mm-hmm. Did you guys get in the catnip?
Yeah!
Must have been good.
Yeah!
How much did you guys have?
Oh, a lot. A million.
A million?
Mm-hmm.
You had a million catnips.
Yeah. Whoa, I'm high. Watch me moonwalk.
You guys must be hungry.
Yeah! I want a whole chicken! Yeah!
A whole chicken?
Right now! Yeah!
I'm gonna lick my butt again.
Can we watch?
Yeah, I guess.
This better be good.
You guys, aren't you supposed to be working?
No!
What job would a cat have? But I guess they're supposed to be working. This is Mark Woodley, the cranky sports guy. If you missed this viral video over the weekend, this is a sports guy who was called in to do weather duty at a station in Iowa. He was not happy about it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ryan. I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is that I can still feel my face right now. The bad news is I kind of wish I couldn't. Can I go back to my regular job? I'm pretty sure, Ryan, that you guys added an extra hour to this show just because somebody likes torturing me, because compared to 2.5 hours ago, it is just getting colder and colder. Live in Waterloo for the last time this morning. Thankfully, I'm Mark Woodley, News 7 KWWL.
Yeah, they won't ask him to do that again. Mariah Carey has handed over the Queen of Christmas title after she tried to trademark the Queen of Christmas. A lot of people protested, so she said, Darlene Love can be the Queen of Christmas from now on.
When I did Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home, it's because I listened to that song every year, like every year. And it was an homage to Darlene Love, the Queen of Christmas, Darlene Love, that we love. We live for her. She can have that title forever.
Yeah, because I couldn't trademark it. Otherwise, we would be suing her right now. That's basically what she's saying. It is the JoJo Show. Rocking in Miami, ba-bummy, or whatever that is. 98.7. FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. How's it going this morning? So far, so good. You look good. I will say that. You look really good. Like I said yesterday, we're the few people that are just, we're the salt of the earth. We're the ones who are working on this day. Everybody else is on vacation somewhere. They're sending social media pictures from Florida. Look how warm we are. And we're like, why don't you just... Never thought I'd get mad at people on vacation until social media came along. This is a website. It's a Twitter feed, actually. I think it's British in nature because of the language that they use, but it's a confessional where people can go up on Twitter and confess to something. I'll give you a couple of examples here. These are pretty good. I've gotten to an age where I need bifocals to watch porn. It makes me feel so much more creepy than before. Can you find my reading glasses? Why? I need to watch porn. This is, as a teacher, you're sometimes privileged to witness life moments. I saw a girl approach a boy to ask if he wanted her number. He paused. He pulled out his phone. You could see the utter joy on the girl's face. I then confiscated the phone as it's against the rules to have it out in the hallway. He's going. My dad got me to clear all of his filth off of his phone just before he went to the hospital for the last time. A clear sign he knew that the end was near. Well, somebody's got to do that. You have to assign somebody that to do that in your life. I don't know if you know that, but you do. Just in case. You never know when you're going to go. You just never know. Let's see here. Let me see if I can find one more good one here. Last night I paid $3.99 to stream a film on Xfinity that I had a DVD of that was on a shelf 15 feet in front of me. I guess this is an actual cost put on my laziness. $3.99. Bam. Let's see. Do I want to pay $3.99 and not get off the couch? Or do I want to just get up off the couch and walk over there? Well, if you keep your house as cold as I do, I keep my house in the 60s in the winter. And then I use blankets a lot to cuddle up in. Sometimes you don't want to come out from underneath that blanket. I get that. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. Of course, I'm Catholic, so I feel guilty about everything. But have you ever felt guilty about laughing at something? I bring this up because there was this trend over Christmas that is terribly wrong. It's just wrong on so many levels. And yet, I still find myself laughing at it, which is weird because I raised kids. I had children. I would have done everything to protect them. And I probably would never have done this to them. But when I see these other kids have it happen to them, it's... Anyway, it's wrong is what I'm telling you. And it seems like maybe it's been around for years and I just haven't noticed it. But this year, it seems to me I noticed a lot of it. Basically, what happens is this. At some point in the household, one of the parents tells the kids, hey, look, man, if you don't get behaving well, the Grinch will come and he will steal Christmas. Because that's what he does to bad boys and girls. He comes and he steals Christmas, just like on the TV show with the Hoos. And of course, the kids don't behave because they're kids. They don't understand that correlation. Their brains aren't developed enough. Sure enough, one day there's a knock on the door and the Grinch shows up. I'll play you the audio of this one. This was, by the way, this is titled, the caption was, I've been telling them for weeks that if they don't behave, the Grinch will come. Here you go.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are.
The Grinch is shoving presents into a garbage bag, and the kids are terrified. They are absolutely terrified. The look in their eyes, and yet I chuckle at that. What is the matter with me? What? These kids are just seriously going to be scarred for life. There'll be years of therapy in the future. Mom used to have the Grinch come over and steal Christmas from us when we were younger. Ever since then, I can't form attachments. I don't know why. And yet, I laugh at it. I don't know why I find that to be funny. I'm sorry. I apologize. I sincerely apologize. But that's a trend that needs to go away. It just needs to go away. Don't do that to your kids, ever. And for God's sakes, don't videotape it. Because that's the one part of therapy that the therapist is not going to understand. You mean she took the video of it and put it online? Yes! Yes, she did!
98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. It is the JoJo Show. Neil Sean, the guitar player for Journey in Vulture Magazine this week, gave an interview. And he was talking about Steve Perry and that song. He says, what I do recall is that Steve wanted everybody to leave the studio. He ordered us all out. And he told us that he wanted to have his time with the song to experiment with it and put himself into it. He said right now to all of us, you have to leave. So we did. We thought it was weird. He'd never asked that for that before. But coming back into the studio and hearing what Steve did, I was like, oh, my God, that's amazing. Steve Perry, feeling the song to the nth degree. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. How's everyone doing today? By the way, I was just looking at the seven-day forecast. It's 50s next week, they say. So snow should be gone by Tuesday, I think. What did you accomplish in 2022? A lot of people set out to do things in a year, and then they never achieve them. I'm one of those people. That's why I don't even bother to try anymore. Did you set a big goal this year, and did you achieve that goal? It doesn't necessarily have to have been a resolution, but a lot of people, they just kind of in the back of their mind go, you know what? This year is going to be different. 616-459-9898 is our number here. What big goal did you achieve in 2022? 616-459-9898. What'd you do?
I kept my A1C down. I was diagnosed as diabetic a few years back. And for the last 3 years, I've kept it all in check. No medication, no finger pokes. And I just had it checked a couple weeks ago. And it's still really good.
Well, that's fantastic. What is, to the uninitiated like me, what is AIC?
A1C. It's your blood sugar level.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you should have it checked every period. You know, about once a year, you should have it checked just to see. And as you get older, it's important too, just to see what your blood sugar levels are.
Well, they take my blood every year for my physical, but then they give me the results, and I don't ever look at them.
You don't look at them.
I figure there's something I need to know. They will tell me. That's what I think. Well, congratulations on doing that, man.
Thank you. Yes, it's, you know, you got to watch your sugars and your carbs and exercise, but, you know, I'm no longer diabetic. I don't even have to worry about, you know, poking my finger anymore or any of that.
Yeah, that's good. Congratulations on that. So there you go. There's a good goal that was hit in 2022. It's the JoJo Show. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. It is the JoJo Show. One of the things I like to do on the show is at the end of the year, ask people, did you achieve your goals this year? If you had set some. Rather than at the beginning of next year going, what's your New Year's resolution? What goals do you have for this year? Because at the end of the year, it's more joyous because you reached them. You did what you set out to do. What do you got for me?
Well, this year, it took me 21 years, but I ran a marathon in my 50th state, so that I've run a marathon in all 50 states and Washington, D.C.
Holy crap! So that's quite an achievement. So which, yeah. Which states did you have to get this year?
Just Rhode Island.
is there enough land in Rhode Island to even finish at 26 miles?
Around the state twice.
Yeah, okay. That's fantastic, yeah. Though. What made you decide to do all 50 states?
Well, when I started running, it was just a challenge to run a marathon when I was 43. I ran my first marathon. Mm-hmm. And then I just got in with a bunch of other crazy runners that had similar goals. And I just said, why not? You know, it's something that will keep me in shape. It'll something that will keep me young or feeling young. And just it just became something that taught me about persistence and dedication and overcoming, you know, challenges. And so it kind of helped me in life, too, just the running itself.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine who's running 5K a day for every day of this year in honor of his late mother. And he still, as far as I know, he's still ticking, although I would imagine there were a couple of challenging days over the last 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. So you got to have faith if you're going to achieve a goal that you set for yourself. What did you accomplish in 2022 that you're immensely proud of?
I mean, I did binge watch Cobra Kai in like 1 day, 2 days.
Wait, you watched a whole television series in one day?
We stayed up like till 2 in the morning watching Cobra Kai. My goal was to watch it all in one sitting, and we did.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm being critical of you. I've sat and watched 8 or 9 episodes of Breaking Bad in a row, and I've seen it like 3 times. I don't know what's wrong with me. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits.
This is a journey into sound.
Time now for the Audio Vault.
A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, New dimension, new value.
Here's a guy who likes to put up videos with his cats talking to him. It's feeding time, so he's going to have a little conversation with some of his cats.
Hi, Dad. Hey, guys.
Hi. Hey, watch me lick my butt. Later, nerd.
Did you see that, Dad?
Did you guys get in the catnip?
Yeah!
Must have been good.
Yeah!
How much did you guys have?
A million.
A million?
Mm-hmm.
You had a million catnips.
Yeah. Whoa, I'm high. Watch me moonwalk.
Oh. You guys must be hungry.
Yeah! I want a whole chicken!
Yeah! A whole chicken?
Right now! Yeah!
I'm gonna lick my butt again.
Can we watch?
Yeah, I guess.
This better be good.
You guys, aren't you supposed to be working?
No!
What kind of jobs do cats have, anyway? That he's supposed to be working. This is Mark Woodley. He is a sports reporter for a television station in Waterloo, Iowa. He was asked to do storm coverage because you got to fill in when there's storms. He was not happy about it. Here's some of the clips of his storm coverage.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ryan. I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is that I can still feel my face right now. The bad news is I kind of wish I couldn't. Can I go back to my regular job? I'm pretty sure, Ryan, that you guys added an extra hour to this show just because somebody likes torturing me, because compared to 2.5 hours ago, it is just getting colder and colder. Live in Waterloo for the last time this morning. Thankfully, I'm Mark Woodley, News 7 KWWL.
Yeah, there you go. That's what happens when you put the sports guy out on weather. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids greatest hits. It is the JoJo Show. How's everyone doing today? Look at how beautiful it is out there. Look at that. That's sunshine. After this weekend, man, 39 degrees today. What a respite from the storm. I love it. And it's only going to get warmer as the week goes on. In fact, I was looking at the 7-day forecast. All that snow might be gone by Tuesday. Possibly something to dream for and strive for. Anyway, it'll probably change that forecast. It'll probably change and we'll get another storm. I don't know. I just want to make an apology. Friday on the show, no, I'm not going to apologize for telling you that the blizzard of this weekend was worse than the one in 1978. That's facts, people. I can't change that. That's a problem you're going to have to deal with within yourself. Okay. But I would like to apologize because Friday on the show, I told you I was drinking the Honolulu Blue Kool-Aid and was going all in on the Lions. They immediately went out the very next day and played like the Lions of last year. So I apologize for that, because clearly me getting on the Lions bandwagon has changed the entire equation, because I've never seen a team play so badly. Will they get it back? I don't know anymore, but I'm stopped drinking the Kool-Aid. That much I know. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. It's the JoJo Show. It's going to do it for me. Sarah Sullivan and the No Repeat Workdays coming up next. Remember, we're all counting on you.